WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on, what's it today, Wednesday morning. Oh, man. The week is flying by, and I've got no idea what day it is. That's not a good sign, actually. Many of you depend on me to tell you what day it is. When you wake up in the morning and you feel like the week has been flying by and you don't know what's going on, you say, well, I'm not sure what day. Tim will tell me. Tim just tells you what the computer says. I just look over, I'm like, that's why you hear me pause when I say, welcome back, hour number two on Wednesday morning. So we will be talking a little local wrestling coming up in the next hour. Just letting you know about an event that's happening this weekend and how you can take part. And we'll have some tickets to give away to it, as well as a meet and greet with a actual WWE superstar coming up in New Bedford this weekend. Actually, he's very prominent in NXT, to give you a little hint. But you heard in the news there, and I didn't even know about this. I guess that's what I get for going home and trying to catch up with Severance before I went to bed. I didn't get out of here last night till like 6:30, and then I had to do a little shopping. And by the time I got home, I was just like out of it. So maybe Severance wasn't the best thing to watch. I was kind of like dozing off as I was watching it. And now I've got to go back and probably watch that episode again. But as you heard there, ESPN is, I mean, I guess for a network that everybody was telling us was dying, right? Which I never believed, but certainly it's had its struggles in recent years. But it just signed mega deals with the NFL and with the WWE. And by the way, don't think that the WWE deal isn't as big of a deal as the NFL deal. The WWE is huge right now on a global scale. It has exploded in the last couple of years. But with the NFL deal, the ESPN is going to get NFL Network, and it's going to get rights to the NFL Red Zone, which is really the more valuable part of NFL Network for a lot of people. They want to have the Sunday ticket package, not even to watch games or NFL Network, not even to watch the programming, but they want that Red Zone so they can watch that on Sunday, because with fantasy football, with sports gambling, you know, having something that shows you all the key plays and scoring plays, like that's what matters most to people. And as part of this, the NFL gets a 10% stake in ESPN, which I guess is fair because the NFL is giving up its own network to ESPN. So it's like, in a way, just keeping a piece of its own network, but it's getting instead 10% of across the board everything ESPN. As a former sports journalist, I wonder how that's going to work out. To have the league on a piece of the network that's going to be reporting on the league. I mean, people had those concerns when John Henry bought the Boston Globe. How is the Boston Globe going to report on the Red Sox if the Boston Globe is owned by the Red Sox? Because if you watch NESN programming, NESN isn't always necessarily critical of the Red Sox as it could be. And people thought it would be the same thing with the Boston Globe, I think. I don't really read the Boston Globe and I don't really follow Red Sox coverage anymore, but I think that they've been critical. But I also think, too, that whatever readership you get or viewership you get matters more than whether or not you're criticizing the team. But does that mean if ESPN has a big NFL scoop, are other networks then going to say, well, of course they do. The league owns part of the network. When you already have one of the best NFL reporters in the world working for ESPN and Adam Schefter, if he has a big scoop and or any of the other really great journalists they have, if they have a big scoop, are people going to think that that's because the NFL is feeding information to the network it owns a part of? I think it would be fair to say no, because it's not like NFL Network was breaking a lot of stories. But then again, it didn't really exist to either. Although that being said, they have writers who have broken big stories. I can't think of his name, but he covered the Patriots. Ian, I can't think of his name. But he went to work for NFL Network and was still breaking big stories. But anyway, that's this mega deal that they have signed. ESPN also acquires the NFL's fantasy product and will merge it into its existing platform. That then makes ESPN's fantasy football the official fantasy football game of the NFL. And in a separate deal, the NFL also agreed to license to ESPN other NFL content and intellectual property that will appear on the NFL Network and other assets. So basically all the NFL film stuff, specials, things like that. And this is all because ESPN is launching its own direct-to-consumer streaming product. So in addition to having the, now ESPN Plus or whatever they call it is part of this other deal that you get with Hulu and all that kind of stuff. They're going forward with their own, what they call an over-the-top service. And they're still going to have it available as a pay TV channel too. So if that's how you access ESPN, you'll still be able to do that. But this is just to expand what its offerings are to make it a more valuable thing for people to sign up for, which means to charge you more money a month. And then this other deal, which apparently was announced at 6 o'clock this morning. ESPN has reached a deal with the WWE that includes two night events like WrestleMania and SummerSlam, plus other WWE premium live events, including Royal Rumble, Survivor Series, Money in the Bank. And so premium live events are what they used to call pay-per-views. Now they call them PLEs because you're not paying to view them anymore. If you have a Peacock subscription, you get those as part of the Peacock subscription. And now this doesn't say, I'm just trying to read this really quickly because, again, this is kind of breaking news this morning. Does this mean then that it's just those PLEs or will the other ones that they do, like, the one coming up, Clash in Paris, Evolution, the one they did, the women's one, Crown Jewel, all these others. Will those also be ESPN or is ESPN only getting these big tentpole ones? Because right now they're all on Peacock. So are they just shifting all from Peacock? Because that deal was running up anyway. Are they all shifting over there? I think it is. And I think they're just kind of focusing on the big name ones in the story. It also says that ESPN will stream all of the pre and post show events for all their premium live events. Now, this doesn't mean that this is taking over ESPN programming. This just means that they're going to have it available on the streaming service, which launches August 21st. And the price point is $29.99 a month. Are you going to spend $30 a month? So basically, I just went from watching, and now perhaps if you already have ESPN on cable, they will include this service in there, like something like HBO Max does. So HBO Max is whatever it costs per month if you get it directly. But if you have HBO on your cable, it's included. I have HBO on my cable, so I get it included because I looked at, well, I don't really watch things live on HBO. I watch things on HBO Max kind of after the fact. Can I just cancel HBO as a channel and then sign up for HBO Max? And it turns out it's actually cheaper to keep HBO on my cable than it is to get HBO Max. So this plan makes it a few dollars. It's like $10 less a month. So I was like, all right, that makes sense. Is ESPN going to do the same thing for people that already have the channel? Because I already have the channel. Does that make it so that I can get the streaming without paying extra? Because that's what I loved about Peacock. As an Xfinity, whatever the tier is that I have member, I get Peacock included. So I got all the WWE PLEs included. If I have to start shelling out $30 a month to watch those, I don't think I'm going to shell out $30 a month for that. And I'm not going to, you know, go through the trouble of going over somebody else's house or all that stuff. I'm just going to read the results online and then watch the clips online later on of the things that I want to see. So I don't know exactly how this will all shake out. And it doesn't say exactly when it starts. It's just this beginning in 2026. So I think that deal does end in January. So it would be, you know, right away with probably Royal Rumble being the first one. Unless they do something before that just because they want to do something for the launch. But this is the future. I know people out there are like, well, I don't want to have all these different streaming things. This is the future. When people complain about it's not worth getting cable to have to pay for a bunch of channels that I don't want to watch, this is the alternative. That you're going to have to sign up for all of these different services for what you want to watch. So you might not ever watch anything else on ESPN except for WWE, but if you want to watch it, you're paying $30 a month, which is about half the price of what they were charging for these pay-per-views events before they stopped doing it. And that's what's going to happen with the NFL. That's what's going to happen with the NBA. Within a matter of once broadcast revenues are down because commercial buys are down, because people aren't watching regular television, once those numbers start to tank, you're going to start to see all the sports that you want to watch available only on streaming services. And all the shows you want to watch. It's just the way the business is changing. The same way people said, why should I have to go out and buy a television to watch Burns and Allen when I could listen to them on the radio? Well, we're taking it off the radio. We're putting it on television. I guess I got to go buy a TV now. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Just waking up. But anyway, I wanted to change the subject a little bit if I could.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of all these people that are still stealing in all these stores? Anyway, my friend said that I shouldn't say the name of it, right?
Of a store?
Yeah.
I mean, a store somebody stole from, or?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It doesn't matter if you're saying it just for editorial purposes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. My friend saw some girl put a whole bunch of makeup down her pants and walked out. They don't do nothing about it. Another one, he saw it at another place and was watching. And, at the Family Dollar, they walk out. Then I talked to a person who told me, I couldn't believe this, Can you believe walking out with a chainsaw and not getting stopped?
Depends. Was it running?
No.
If it's running, nobody's going to try to stop you.
But listen, Tim, really, all kidding aside now, it's really gone out of hand. It's not stopped. They're not doing nothing about it. And it's not fair to us that are struggling and we're paying for everything.
Well, that's on the stores, because stores have decided not to pursue shoplifters. They've decided that it's easier just to make the insurance claim and to write it up as a loss than it is to try to stop the person and have to deal with whatever, you know, the legal fallout is. So that's on the stores have made that decision, and so they're suffering as a result of it, and they're going to pass those costs on to the consumer.
That's what I'm saying. We're the ones who are going to suffer, and we're paying to the nose. And
people are stealing. And I know people will say, well, you know, it's the economy, it's this, it's that. No, people are stealing more from stores because stores are letting them steal.
Oh, my God. I don't know what the answer is anymore. I really don't. It's awful. What's this world coming to?
I mean, I think part of the problem is... there's too much emphasis on too much of the whole it's not worth it mentality. And I think that's the thing, is that the people who work there, you know, they're not getting paid enough to care if somebody's stealing from the store. The store isn't suffering enough from, you know, making claims about the loss of stolen property. And this system is just perpetuating it, where it creates a whole, yeah, I don't care across the board. Until it comes time to make up the difference in price. And then, like you said, you and I get stuck with that. So I think what has to happen here is you have to have just a crackdown on not allowing it anymore. And then the chain effect will kind of shake things out. But that's going to take people feeling like they're valued enough as employees to say, you know, so the employer says, thank you for calling out somebody that was stealing, as opposed to, what are you doing? You're going to get us sued.
Yeah, and you want to hear a good one. At JCPenney, I bought a pair of shorts, right, and my son didn't like them. And I paid with the coupon, and I get rewards, right, because I use the charge card. So anyway, with the shorts were, I know they were at least $22 at least that I paid. And then the top was, I know the whole thing came to like 40-something. But I had coupons too, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And a reward. So anyway, I tried to change it because he didn't like it. And it was not touched. The tags were on. It was still summer, the beginning of summer. But I got them just before summer, so no one was really wearing shorts then. But anyhow, they told me I can only give you $6 for these shorts. And I was livid. I said, really? I said, I got the proof of it on my, they can bring it right up on the register, right? The date you bought it, I'm sorry, we have to give you $6 for them. I wouldn't leave the store. I said, listen, I'm not leaving until you give me what I paid for these. People are stealing. People are just walking out with things, and you're going to give a customer who pays for their things, and you're going to do this to me? It's just not right. It's wrong. Totally wrong what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, I've had that happen before, and I don't understand it. You know, I paid this, and I don't care if it sells for that now. This is what I paid for it. And so that's, if I need to return it, that's what the value is of it.
Right, as long as it's not stolen and you pay for it. But the thing is, Macy's, they used to anyway. I don't keep a lot of credit cards right now. Macy's used to give you, they could bring it up from a year ago. And they can see it right there. So as long as it wasn't stolen and you paid for it, you got your money back, what you paid for it.
Yeah. I mean, I also remember, by the same token, you know, Walmart used to just take any return without a receipt, and they'd give you cash for it. And then, you know, that policy bit them in the butt.
No, now they give you one of them cards, right?
I usually pay for things with a card. So if I have to return something, they just put the money back on the card. So I don't know what happens if it's something that you paid cash for.
I don't go to Walmart too much, but more for house items. Like,
I was all ready to come on the radio yesterday and complain about the Fairhaven Walmart. I was all ready to come on and complain about how they're doing this new redesign of the store. They're going to kind of make it look more like the Dartmouth store does. And so as part of that new redesign, they've got a lot of employees in the middle of the day working on redesigning this, and nobody's manning the registers. So they only had the self-checkout open, and there was a line going all the way back to health and beauty of people waiting to check out. And I was like walking around the store being like, I can't wait to tear into them for this, because why are they doing it this way? And then by the time I grabbed the three things I had to get and I got there, that whole line was gone. So I think it was just a little hang up. So, but I was ready to start complaining about it on the air.
Yeah, but you know what? They don't have enough help either, right?
I don't know what they feel to be enough. I know they don't have enough registers open, but I don't know if that's because they have more people in other parts of the store or what.
I don't know. I find things to be messed up. I don't know about anybody else that's in the audience, but.
Well, I mean, we'll see how it shakes out when they do the changeover. I got to hold you there because I got to get a break in here.
Thank you.
You have a good day. Let me take this break. When we come back, we'll have today's edition of the Gen X Files. Stay tuned. No, wait. We'll have the news. Then we'll have today's edition of the Gen X Files. Ah, man. I need to get more sleep.
Four killed in an Arizona plane crash. Funding for the new mRNA vaccines has been cut. And new data from the FBI.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The Department of Health and Human Services canceling nearly two dozen vaccine development projects targeting viruses like COVID-19 and the flu. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced yesterday he's halting $500 million in funding for mRNA-based vaccines. Those were credited with helping to slow the COVID pandemic. Kennedy has long been a critic of mRNA vaccine technology. He says the funding would be better spent elsewhere. Four people dead after a plane crash in northeast Arizona yesterday afternoon.
The Navajo Police Department says the medical transport plane crashed and burned near Chinle Municipal Airport. All four people on board that plane died in the crash. Police say they were not from Arizona. The aircraft was registered to CSI Aviation, an Albuquerque, New Mexico-based medical flight service. The plane was reportedly on the way to pick up a patient at a local hospital. The National Transportation Safety Board is now investigating the cause of that crash. I'm Brad Siegel.
The FBI is out with its annual report on crime, showing a decline in violent crime across the U.S. According to the data, there were 379 violent crimes per 100,000 residents in 2023. In 2024, the number of crimes fell to 359, about a 5% decrease. The annual report shows homicides nationwide dropped by about 15%. Transportation Secretary and interim NASA Administrator Sean Duffy outlining the space agency's accelerated plan to build nuclear reactors on the moon.
The fast-track plan is part of the administration's attention to human spaceflight.
We're in a race to the moon, in a race with China to the moon, and to have a base on the moon, we need energy.
Duffy said the reactor will have to generate 100 kilowatts of output, which is about the same amount of energy a 2,000-square-foot home uses every 3.5 days. According to Duffy, the agency has spent millions on studies, but will now plan to move beyond studying and will be given direction to go. I'm Brian Shook.
More homeowners starting to pull their properties off the market as would-be buyers are pushing back on higher home costs.
According to Realtor.com, the rate of delisted homes increased by 47% nationwide in May when compared to last year. Experts say the delisting surge is partly due to the overall expansion in active inventory. Home inventory hit a new post-pandemic high, and sellers aren't in as much of a rush to accept lower than their desired amount. I'm Chris Caraccio.
Officials at a zoo in Denmark are asking for unwanted pets as donations to help feed their enclosed predators. Staffers say the practice mirrors the natural food chain. Donated pets such as healthy horses, chickens, and other small animals will be gently euthanized before feeding time. The request was posted to Facebook last week. The NFL and ESPN has reached a media deal. ESPN made that announcement last night, revealing that it will acquire NFL Network and several other media assets owned by the league. ESPN will also get certain rights to the Red Zone channel, while the NFL will retain ownership of it. In exchange, the NFL will get a 10% equity stake in ESPN.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox win again, lucky seven in a row. 6-2 over the Royals, back in action tonight at 7:10.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Maybe some sweatshirt weather on this Wednesday morning. Temperatures on either side of 60 degrees. Not as hazy as the last 2 days. That smoke's going to continue to dissipate throughout the day as well. Largely some cloud cover today. A couple peaks of sunshine here and there, especially in the second half of the day. Temperatures stay below average in the afternoon, with most of us in the mid and upper 70s. Couple spots could reach 80 degrees, but that is just about it. Either way, a nice enough day to get outside if that's what you're choosing, especially with our air quality improving here across southern New England. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop. New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right, we do have a caller on hold, but I got to have you hang on just a few more minutes because we've got today's edition of the Gen X Files to get to.
The Gen X Files.
All right, let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven. Celebrity birthdays. Katherine Hicks, who starred in the first Child's Play film and then went on to the show Seventh Heaven, turned 74 years old today. Actress Michelle Yeoh from the Bond film Tomorrow Never Dies and Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon is 63. The Admiral, David Robinson, an NBA Hall of Famer, is 60. What a twist! Film director M. Night Shyamalan, currently filming his next movie, Remain, in our area, is 55 today. Jerry Halliwell, also known as Ginger Spice of the Spice Girls, is 53. And Punky Brewster herself, Soleil Moon Frye, turns 49 today. On August 6, 1981, Stevie Nicks released her solo debut, Belladonna, while still a member of Fleetwood Mac. The album included such hit songs as Edge of 17, Stop Dragging My Heart Around with Tom Petty, and Leather and Lace with Don Henley. In 1982, Pink Floyd's The Wall opened in New York. Adapted from the band's 1979 album of the same name, the film starred Bob Geldof. While it was only available in one theater initially, it grossed an astonishing $68,000 in its first weekend and would later expand to hundreds of cinemas and gross $22 million over the next year. August 6, 1988, Appetite for Destruction, Guns N' Roses' debut album, went to number one in the U.S. after spending 57 weeks on the chart and selling over 5 million copies. Worldwide sales now stand in excess of 28 million, and the album is the best-selling debut of all time in the U.S., beating Boston's debut album, which was also called Boston, which has gone 17 times platinum. Hold on, Larry. Let me get my other paper. Also on this date in 1988, Yo MTV Raps premiered on MTV.
You say I only hear what I want to.
On August 6, 1994, Lisa Loeb started a three-week run at number one on the U.S. singles charts with Stay, parentheses, I Missed You. Actor and friend Ethan Hawke had asked her to provide a song for his upcoming movie Reality Bites, and Stay was featured in the film and also parodied with excellence by Dave Grohl. In 1996, NASA announced that the ALH-84001 meteorite, thought to originate from Mars and found in Antarctica, contained evidence of primitive life forms. I see dead people. Well, I do too, but that's also a line from the 1999 film The Sixth Sense, which was released on this date in theaters and director M. Night Shyamalan's 29th birthday, by the way, which launched his career as a master of suspense and twist endings. On August 6, 2001, Whitney Houston became the highest... Oh, I ran out of music. Whitney Houston became the highest paid musician in the world after signing a new deal with Arista Records, said to be worth more than $100 million. And on August 6th of 2012, Forbes declared Beyonce and Jay-Z the highest paid celebrity couple with earnings of $78 million. That's $40 million for her and $38 million for him. That is the Gen X Files for August 6, 2025, brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven, home of the Porch Sampler, where you can get such great flavors this week as mint chip, coffee Oreo, and cotton candy. All right, let's take a phone call here. They've been patiently waiting. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Hi, Shawnee. I heard Delta. I heard that you were talking about the Walmart. Do you know that they used to have a restocking fee at Walmart?
They did. I know some stores do it for, like, higher-end items.
Well, it didn't last long with them. I had bought, because this place where I live, the heat comes out of the baseboard, and it gets very dry. You wake up with a, you know, dry eye, dry throat. So I had bought about 4 years ago. I bought a beautiful little humidifier. It was $26, and it had lights, and the lights would change all different colors, and then when you found one you like, you just press one button, and it'll stay on that color, purple, yellow, blue, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And I really fell in love with it. Now, the thing is, as I was using it, I realized it only really covers the living room. So at night in my room, I would have to keep on bringing it in there, back and forth. I got tired of that, spilling water all over. So I said, I'm going to get another one. Now, the second one, the year before last winter, not this last winter, they went by, the one before that. I said, I'm going to go back and get another one now. So I had already had this in about 4 years. And I said, oh, I hope they have that one. And, of course, I'm thrifty, so I will try the store brand stuff. Yes, I do. And I think it was Mainstay or something like that. I think that's the name they use. So I went back and I said, yeah, I hope they still have them, because I've had mine quite a while. And I was amazed when I went down that aisle where all that stuff is, that I saw one. So I brought the box to the counter, and it was still $26. So I couldn't wait to get it home. I filled it up with water, brought it into my room, and of course, the lights wouldn't go on, and no mist, it wouldn't go on whatsoever. I said, maybe it's the outlet, so I'll bring it into the other room. Nope, nothing. So I packaged it back in the box. Good thing I don't throw wrapping and things away right away. I got all the way back, went over the bridge, got there. It was $26. I showed her the slip. I said, listen, this one does not go on. I said, so I noticed that when I was here before, this, I guess, is your last one, unless you've got some in the back. So I'd have to have my money back if you don't have any. She goes, well, I can only give back $21. I said, no, I have to slip here. It's $26. There's some change for tax. She goes, no, we have to restock it. Now, that already, you know me. I think you know me. I said, listen, I'll put it back on the shelf where I found it myself. I will restock it for you at no charge to you. She goes, no, she wouldn't do it. So I know most of the workers there, but mostly they're women. I do know a few of the guys. Actually, one of my grandson works in there. So I told the girl, I said, hey, called her over. I said, could you get me a manager? She said, well, I don't even know if there's one here today. I said, now there's no manager. They took away a lot of the register women. And now she said, let me go look. So she came back with it. Now, listen, I hope you're listening, Shawnee. Don't be afraid now. When that stuff happens, start squawking. I didn't touch anybody. I didn't even have to scream. I said, listen, I just bought this not even 35 minutes ago. It doesn't work. And she doesn't want to give me back the whole amount I paid. She goes, yeah, well, we have a restocking fee. And mind you, this was the year before last year, the winter. They don't even do that anymore. I wonder what made them stop. But she goes, well, we're only allowed to give you. I said, no, I'm not leaving here. You can call the cops. I gave her cash this morning. It wasn't a credit card. It wasn't a check or a money order. I paid cash, and I expect my money back. She said, give her her money. Just like that, give her her money. So don't be afraid to squawk once in a while. I think you have the right to. That's highway robbery. For no reason. I had just left the store with it, not 30 minutes. I'm sorry. No way. Give me back my money.
Nope.
And
nope.
I got it, Mr. Weisberg. I got it.
I'm not surprised. I got to hold you there because I got to get a break in. But thank you for sharing.
Have a wonderful day.
Yep, you as well. Bye. And I got to go and take a break here before we have to refund the money for these commercials, and they'll charge me the restocking fee for having to put them back into the system. All right, we'll be back in just a few moments. And it is a nice day out there. The sun is not nearly as hazy as it was. It's still a little hazy. Maybe some of that smoke from Canada is dissipating. But the sun will be out today, and that might make you start thinking about solar. And if you are thinking about going solar, Isaacson Solar are the folks to reach out to. Isaksen, isaaksensolar.com, because they'll come out, they'll sit down, they'll talk with you, they'll look over your property, they'll answer all your questions about going solar, and they'll give you simple, honest, direct answers to all of your questions. No sales pitch, no runaround, no gimmicks. It's all about just making sure that solar works for you. So again, if you want to find out more, not only about the panels they can put on your roof, but the solar pavilion they could build in your yard to give you a nice shady spot where you get to experience the outdoors without having the sun in your face while the sun is collecting energy or giving energy for you to collect to power your home, you can do that and so much more. Reach out to Isaacson Solar, Isaksen, isaaksensolar.com. I got one more break I got to get in before the end of the hour. We'll be right back. All right, we're going to be taking a break for the news coming up. We'll have the ABC News brought to you, and then the South Coast News that'll be brought to you by Mike Roberts. And then after that, it'll be Wrestling Wednesday. We're going to chat for a few moments with Davey Cash of New England Ring Gladiators. It's a wrestling organization that's headquartered in the Kilburn Mill in New Bedford. We're going to find out about their upcoming event this Saturday. And also, we're going to find out about how maybe you want to become a wrestler.